In this episode on The Kellen Show, let's journey through plant care, environmental requirements, and some fun facts.
Hello, everyone. Plants touch every aspect of our lives, don't you agree? I am here to talk to you about houseplants, garden pests, easy-to-grow herbs, perennials that grow in sun and shade, air purifiers, succulents, the beautiful orchid, and more. If you think gardening is a difficult task, then I will make it easy for you. Welcome to my bi-weekly podcast, Fun with Gardening. I am Sheila Kedarinath, a passionate gardener and founder of Cinnamon Design, a gardening company. My podcast is for every urban gardening enthusiast and young buds who are eager to have their own green space. Join us as we take you on a beautiful journey as we hone your skills and improve your gardening prowess so that every bud can set up their flowers.
A popular houseplant, that's Calancho for you. It has some very cute names like Flaming Kitty, Christmas Calancho, and Madagascar Widow's Thrill. When I tried to grow this pretty plant at home, I did not really succeed. Do you know why? For one, I did not realize it is a succulent plant. I had the yellow, orange, and red Calancho, and they were sitting pretty at my window. I have to tell you this, the flowers are absolutely fiery, brilliant, and look so beautiful, especially in the winter, and thus its name Christmas Calancho. It is indeed a windowsill plant, or so I thought. I did the wrong things, overwatered the plant, did not place it in a sill which has 8 to 10 hours sunlight, and by the time I realized that, it was a bit late. I'm sure all of you are busy, and plant care becomes a chore eventually. If you have a person who is watering your plants, please advise them not to water the Calancho unless the topsoil is dry. Also, I recommend you keep an eye on this plant once in 3 to 4 days so that you can make the necessary adjustments. The Calancho can grow to a height of 18 inches and spread to the same diameter if it is taken care of. The growth rate is slow. It has beautiful, shiny leaves and stays green all through the year. While it has more than 100 species, the most common is the Calancho blossfeldiana. This plant has a funny bloom cycle. It must receive 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. Make sure it isn't scorching. And 14 hours of darkness each day until it starts blooming. This is the time required for it to gather energy and reset itself. The plant grows well in well-drained sandy soil. So add some sand to the soil or buy some cactus mix for your plants. 50% of soil and 50% of cactus mix will do. Watering your Calancho should be done carefully and only when the soil dries out completely between waterings. This will prevent root rot. The leaves store water for the plant, and even if you are a bit late to water this plant, it would be fine. It does not take well to frost at all. Fertilizing the plant is important too, once a month. A balanced fertilizer during the summer months and not the winter. Pinch the stems of the plant to maintain its shape if it becomes unruly. This will also help it bloom. If you have managed to keep your plant ship-shape so far, you can now propagate it. The Calancho produces offsets and these take nutrition from the mother plant. To stop this, you can remove them from the joint where it connects to the mother plant and let it dry out for 3 to 4 days until the end heals or shuts. Plant this in a pot. Keep it in indirect bright sunlight. Water lightly and then only when the topsoil is dry completely. Remember, a terracotta or clay pot is the best material to keep your Calancho in. Repot your Calancho annually after the plant has bloomed, and each time you repot, use a slightly larger sized pot. Do you know what deadheading is? Snipping the dead flowers to encourage new growth is deadheading, and this can be done for the Calancho too. If the leaves lose their glossy look, then there is too little light, and if the leaves are burnt, then there is too much of light. Giving you a quick brief, plant the calendula preferably in terracotta pots. Make sure you place the plant where it gets sunlight for 6 to 10 hours and 14 hours of darkness. Use soil and cactus potting medium in a 50-50 ratio. Do not water unless the topsoil is completely dry. Keep it away from the rains. Use an all-round fertilizer once a month during summer months. Do deadhead the plant once the flowers finish blooming. If you're following the above steps, there is no reason why your plant shouldn't blossom. Pests on the plant. Relatively pest-free, these plants may be attacked by spider mites, mealybugs, or mildew, but generally not. Use neem oil or wipe the leaves in case of any pests. Here's my tip for the day. If you want the plant to grow indoors, make sure it gets 6 hours of good sunlight, 14 hours of darkness, and water only when needed. Is the plant pet friendly? According to the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, you should be careful about where you keep the calendula. If you have pets, the plant is toxic to cats and dogs. To summarize, calendula requires about 6 to 8 hours of sunlight, is easy to grow, does not need much care, and looks attractive as a windowsill plant. Whilst it is slightly expensive, it is literally free of pests. In a grading of 1 to 5 petals, 1 being the easiest and 5 being the toughest to grow, I would rate the calendula 3. This is just because you need to find the right spot for the plant and actually take care of it, preferably by yourself. Thank you for listening to this episode of Fun with Gardening. I do hope you enjoyed it. What was your takeaway? Let us know on Insta, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook to keep us inspired. And do share the podcast with your friends and relatives. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get the podcast from. Remember to reuse and recycle too. Happy gardening!